This is Senior Moments, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
Well, welcome back. I'm here with Ruth Matz from Share the Care. Hi, Ruth. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
Good, good. I'm so excited. So we were just chatting about how a couple weeks back, Yvonne Baginski with the senior legislature kind of touched on Share the Care, but not in as much detail as I'm sure there was interest. Can you tell us a little bit about what Share the Care is and does here for our aging population in the Napa Valley?
Certainly. Share the Care is a 501c3 nonprofit agency. We serve all seniors in need throughout Napa County. And while we're grateful for our founder, Yvonne Baginski's legacy, we're taking that forward, moving it from her front porch into a permanent facility at 162 South Coombs.
Nice. So she got the ball rolling and you are turning it into what it can be.
Exactly. Nice. And our mission really is threefold: to support the health, the well-being and independence of older adults in the Napa Valley, which allows them to age safely in their own homes.
Oh, so important.
Yeah, definitely want to have a age-friendly community, because really the United States is rapidly aging.
Right.
And in Napa, that means, according to the census, almost 20% of our residents are 65 and older.
Right, and right. No, that makes perfect sense that it is, yeah.
And by 2025, we'll have probably 28%. So that's 39,000 older adults. So with the increase and their age-related medical problems, we're here sharing the care with everyone. They're living on limited incomes. They need, you know, support. And we have three programs to support them. The first one is Yvonne's Front Porch. And that's our donation center for the reuse and recycling of durable medical equipment.
Okay, and those are things like walkers and crutches, things like that?
Wheelchairs.
Right.
Hospital beds, canes, that kind of stuff.
Sure, because, yeah, we want to reduce, reuse, and recycle for sure.
Yeah, so that's another benefit, is the protection that is provided to the environment from unnecessary waste going to the landfills. Mm-hmm. And we get about 500 items each month donated for their reuse through the center.
Wow. That's a lot.
So, yeah, and we charge nothing. There is no price other than we rely on donations and grants to keep ourselves funded. So we appreciate those, but they are not required. So we give them away at no cost. It's kind of a donation center. It's not a store. There's no exchange of money per se, but we, again, do need the donations if people are able to help us whatever they can.
For sure. Yeah. So we have Yvonne's Front Porch, which is the donations and the durable medical equipment and that sort of thing. What else do you have and provide?
Yes. The second core program of Share the Cares is called Stop Falls. Mm-hmm. And what that does is offer free home safety assessments by a licensed occupational therapist for individuals age 60 and older, as well as disabled adults. And based on the therapist's recommendations, then a licensed contractor makes minor home modifications, allowing seniors to maintain their independence in their own homes.
Oh, it's so wonderful, because the home you raised your family in and maybe have lived in for 50 years might not be serving all your needs anymore.
Right. And we want to make sure that we reduce the risk and the fear of falling, because that just keeps people more isolated, and we want to support their independence. So that's a very specific program that people will need to be screened for. It's not for everyone, so that just a call in to our main line, 707-492-3198.
Okay.
We'll get them an intake assessment done in English or Spanish for that program.
Okay, great. So bilingual too.
Yeah. And then the third program that we have is called the Declutter Program.
I can use that.
I know, so can all of us. And we do enjoy the the challenge, because it is, can be pretty difficult in terms of facilitating the removal of excess household items, mm-hmm. clean out hoarding and unhealthy living situations. Those are referrals from Napa County Adult Protective Services. So we do that, but not necessarily for anyone. They have to be referred to us from APS, but we
okay.
are.
So this isn't just, I need to do a spring cleaning and I could use a hand. It needs that. We're talking some pretty extreme decluttering needs.
Yes. Yeah, so that one is funded by the Adult Protective Services in Napa County. And while we're trying to expand that program to give more hands-on assistance to people right now, we're in the process of expanding that. So we'll probably be able to do a little more hands-on help, because it is a lot when people are, you know, overwhelmed with so many material things, you know, that they have a hard time either letting go of, not sure if they want to let go of it, and then finally getting it hauled away. So we do
right.
that haul away, which is the final step.
Sometimes just getting that past that sentimental block is so important, or just years and years of accumulation. And, you know, just from one watching from my own grandparents past, I mean, the families, I'm sure, will appreciate that as well someday.
Right. It takes a team to work together, and we're here to be part of that. Not that we're the family, but sometimes it's easier for a third party to come in and help people, you know, make those decisions of what needs to go, what are you not sure of, and then what is definitely going to stay. And once we get those three piles done, we kind of do a couple of follow-up visits after that, and can make it a little easier on everybody, because, you know, it does creep up, and then before you know it, you're stuck with a lot of work when someone passes, or, you know, someone falls. It's just
absolutely.
So
you have the Yvonne's Front Porch, you've got the Stop Falls program and the decluttering program. Can you stick with me for just a quick second? When we come back, we can talk about any needs that you might have and how our community can help to support you.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Because I'm sure, you know, we have such a giving community that everyone wants to help. And I just feel like this is the best community. So let's let them know, you know, what they can do to help.
All right.
All right. So cool. Hang with me just for a sec. This is Robin Bright at 99.3 The Vine, and I am here with Ruth Matz. Ruth, you're still with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so I am here with Ruth Matz from Share the Care. If you were listening beforehand, you heard us talking about all the amazing programs that they do at Share the Care that they have going, all sorts of great equipment and needs to help our aging population, services like decluttering services, and also assessments for things like fall prevention and whatnot. But Ruth, can you tell me a little bit about what people can do that are inspired and would like to help out, as so many people in our community are always looking to do?
Definitely. So we're looking always for volunteers, because we are short-staffed, and we're trying to keep regular hours Monday through Friday from 10 to 3. So if you're interested in have the time or talent to help us in the donation center, we would love to have you contact us. And we also do deliveries, a little more challenging in terms of the physical requirements, but that also would be helpful when we have to deliver items to homebound seniors or older adults.
Sure, because I'm assuming the people that you serve that have needs aren't always as mobile as...
Right. So we do deliveries, pickups of items they want to donate, or we get an item in and they need it, we take it to them. So that's very intense and requires a lot of coordination. So a lot of times the volunteers do that for us, help clients in the store. The other thing that we're forgetting, we've had a lot of success with grant funding and supports from the government, but we also do need people to donate their money, even though we don't ask it. If they have anything for us, they could donate their treasure money to us, either on our website, we have a little button you can go to, send us, you know.
Your website's very easy to navigate, by the way. I was looking at it. And by the way, it is sharethecarenv.org. If you wanted to kind of check it out, it's very straightforward, very informative, and very easy to navigate. Big blue Give Today button. And up at the top, there's a tab for getting involved and a tab for donations. The getting involved tab, I was just, as someone who was just kind of playing around with it, and donations as well, has so many great so much great information and lists as far as things that you guys need in very specific forms, and what the jobs are, what the items are that are needed. And so, well done, by the way.
Right. We just updated that, actually. So I'm glad that that's, you noticed that.
It's right.
Been our task that we're getting, we're still updating it as we speak. But yes, it's important that people understand that sometimes we don't have enough room for items. So they really do need to either call or check with us to make sure that we have the room for larger items, especially. And ones that they may be looking for, if they're in stock, just give us a call or email us.
So you don't want people to just drop off all their old things at your doorstep, basically. Make
well,
the phone call
really,
first.
Not that they don't do that, but we do not. We just have limited space, even though it is a commercial space, and it's quite, you know, 2,500 square feet is pretty large. We still get so many items, and we just need to, you know, have the space to store them. And so we just like to coordinate that with our donors, and we're appreciative of their donations, but we also need to be mindful of the space and make it safe for everyone. So
right. So I was looking at your current volunteer opening. So if people are, you know, now that we're starting to kind of get back out into the world, if you've been feeling kind of isolated and would like to get out and make a difference, what a great opportunity. I was looking at this, and there's not only things just like inventory control and office support that are more, you know, just get the job done, but friendly mm-hmm. visitor is something you need, and someone who would make home visits or take people out to lunch or the movies or other social activities. Help movies, grocery shopping.
Well, I'm not sure we're still able to do that.
Oh, because of COVID and all that.
So we're still kind of just focused on our three programs. I know Yvonne did do some of that in the past. And the board of directors under our executive director, Sandra Oliva, have kind of taken us in a direction that's more structured around these three core programs.
Uh-huh.
And then we're looking to expand into other areas as, you know, the opportunities arise. So I think that's better off the table right now in terms of.
Okay. But there's still there's plenty of opportunities to give of time, of money. It looks to me on the website, are you still even doing the car donation?
Yes, we are doing that as well. So if people are interested in donating their car, we have that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And then a great little mm-hmm. tax write-off, and being a 501(c)(3), everything would be tax deductible. I'm just so, so grateful for everything that you do for our aging community. It sounds like such a great program. And I'll be honest, I wasn't familiar with it. So I'm so happy to have had this opportunity to chat with you and get the word out.
Oh, we're very grateful as well, Robin. It's nice to be able to lean in a little bit and help people in Napa, and especially our older adults, but also just disabled adults of any age. A lot of times we have, you know, items that are specific to younger individuals who are disabled or might have just, you know, hurt themselves. So please make sure that you all know, then stop by just to say hi or check us out. 162 South Coombs, we're there Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Okay, so 10 to 3, 162 South Coombs Street. It's
Correct.
Share the Care. You can get all the information at sharethecarenv.org. And what was the phone number one more time?
707-492-3198.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ruth, for joining us today and giving all the information and getting our community informed with all the wonderful things that you do. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank
All
you,
right.
Rob.
Uh-huh.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.